Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like 6 feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
Thank you.
Want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino, and make sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out, and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house. California, and I was a photographer. I had a portable studio that I used to carry with me, and I'd go to different nightclubs, and I would take pictures of people. And, well, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and at 2 o'clock, I packed up all my equipment, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. One girl was tall and dark skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus, but my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, well, why don't you come with us? We got a house, and you can keep us company. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So we get to the house, the light-skinned girl is sitting next to me. So she gets up, and she goes and pours me a glass of cognac. And then she sits down on the seat, and she pulls out this cigar box. And she rolls me a joint, and I'm smoking a joint. And I'm passing it to her, and she's like, I don't smoke. And I go to pass it to the guy on the sofa on the other side. And he says, I don't smoke either. So then I pass it to the other girl that walked in with us. And she says, she doesn't smoke. And I go, okay. So I guess I'm the only one smoking. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. And I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. So, you know, I ain't gonna really do nothing. And the girl said, well, we're not real women anyway. And I said, you're not women? I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And we just dress like women because we go and we burn tricks on the street. And I said, you're not women? And she said, no, we're not. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. So I'm sitting in the room with these people, right? Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking my Courvoisier, and I'm smoking my weed. And when I look up on my watch, it's 5:30. And I finished smoking my weed, and I drank the other glass of Courvoisier. And I go to the door, I pack my stuff, and I walk out the door. And the little light-skinned one walks me downstairs, and I say, well, I'll see you later. And she says, well, you can come back and visit anytime since you know where we are. And I said, okay, I'll remember that. Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house.
How come you didn't leave?
Because I was waiting for my bus to come.
So you didn't mind the environment?
No, it was something that I didn't anticipate, but it ain't like it's a new thing. I've seen it before.
You've seen men have sex before?
Yeah. I've been around the block, man.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody around the world can listen to my radio show and hear what I've put down for your listening pleasure. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? The weather's beautiful in Vegas, and I want to say it's a beautiful place to come visit right now, but the virus is here, and they're shutting everything down. The casinos are shutting down. So it ain't a whole lot of places to come and entertain yourself. But I did hear somebody played at one of the casinos, and he won $15 million. All right. Well, that's what's going on in Las Vegas. So I'm having a good time, though. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I'm still doing my radio show. All right. Now, let's talk sports.
Out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Hello and welcome to Major League Baseball. In the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 86 wins, followed by the New York Yankees, who have 78 wins, and in third place, the Boston Red Sox have 79 wins. In the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox are on top with 79 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians, who have 68 wins, and in third place, it's the Detroit Tigers with 65 wins. In the American League West, the Houston Astros are on top with 79 wins, followed by the Houston Mariners, who have 75 wins, and in third place, it's the Oakland A's with 74 wins. In the National League East, the Atlanta Braves are on top with 72 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 70 wins, and in third place, it's the New York Mets with 69 wins. In National League Central, it's the Milwaukee Brewers with 84 wins on top, followed by the Cincinnati Reds with 73 wins, and in third place, it's the St. Louis Cardinals with 69 wins. In the National League West, it is the San Francisco Giants on top with 87 wins, followed by the LA Dodgers, who have 86 wins, and in third place, the San Diego Padres have 73 wins. And that's it for Major League Baseball for September 6, 2021. Happy Labor Day, everyone.
To the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners. And join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G 999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right, DJ Papa D, let's play the story for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I was in the eighth grade, about 1972, I was walking the neighborhood with my four friends. Was Warren, who was in the eighth grade at St. Eugene's Catholic Elementary School, and with Ricky Holloway, who was at Horseman Junior High School, public school, and his little brother, Bernard, who was in elementary school. He was in the sixth grade in elementary school. And we were walking the neighborhood, and we were just talking about girls. And Ricky was telling us some stories about some of the girls at his public junior high school. Now, me and Warren both went to Catholic elementary schools, so we didn't have the freedom to run behind buildings and to kiss girls in the classroom and stuff like that. It wasn't anything going on like that at our school, but in the public schools, Ricky was telling us stories, and he was especially talking to his little brother about stories that went on in his junior high school. He said girls were going behind the bungalow, and they were doing the hoochie-coochie behind the bungalows. And the girls were going into empty classrooms and kissing and hugging on boys. And girls were going across the street to their houses if their parents weren't home, and they were going and spending the day with boys at their house. And boys were taking girls across the street to their house. And everybody was messing around. And Bernard was excited. He was like, he was in the sixth grade. He said he can't wait to get to junior high school. Boy, he's going to have a lot of girlfriends. And me and Warren were looking at each other, and I don't know how many girlfriends Warren had, because Warren was light-skinned, and he had a big, curly afro, but Ricky was light-skinned, and he had a curly afro, but me and Bernard, we were chocolate. We were black boys, and I didn't have a lot of girlfriends. I had a lot of friends, a lot of girls that liked me, but I didn't have no girlfriends. Everybody wanted to be like my sister, or they wanted me to be their brother. They didn't want to have no relationships with me. So that's how I grew up in the early 70s. That's how it was. So if you were dark, you didn't get no love. And I found out that they were having a lot of relations in the public schools. So that's what Ricky was telling his brother. And when his brother said, oh, when I get to the seventh grade, I'm going to be in junior high school. I'm going to have girlfriends. I'm going to have a lot of girlfriends. And he really thought he was going to have a lot of girlfriends. And I was just, I didn't want to bust his bubble and tell him that you were going to get called little black boy, that you were going to be a chocolate drop, that people weren't going to love you and respect you because you're dark. And black was not the color to be. It was like you were last on the barrel. You know, all the light-skinned guys and girls got picked first, and then the chocolate guys got the last pick. We were the last ones that people made, they dated. So Bernard was excited about going to junior high school. And the next year, when he got to seventh grade, he went to school, and he was trying to be a playboy. He was going to school, and he'd come home, and all the kids at his school, all the light-skinned guys, had big afros. They had started wearing the afros in the 70s. And I think that's when the Jackson 5 came out. Everybody on the Jacksons, it was all black males, but they all had big afros. And that's what made them real popular. Plus, they could sing and they could play instruments. That made them really popular. So the big afros became the look for everybody. Everybody wanted to have a big afro. And in the Olympics, in 72 Olympics, they had the guys that were winning in the races in the track, and all of them had big afros. And they stood up on the podium in the first, second, and third place podium, and they had their fists in the air. They had black leather gloves on with their fists in the air. And they all had big afros. And Angela Davis was a professor at UCLA, and she was involved in the civil rights movement. They were trying to get Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. So she was speaking all across the country on behalf of Martin Luther King. And Angela had a big afro. And that's what she was known for, having this big afro. So we were trying to get our afros together. And all the dark guys had short hair, but they had little BBs in their hair. Their hair didn't have big curly locks. They had little BBs. And so what we started doing was we started having people braid our hair. I know I went to my mother, and I told her, Mama, I want you to braid my hair. And my mother braided my hair. She put twigs in my hair, and they called them plaits. And that's what my mother did. And my mother told me my hair was kind of hard for her to braid because my hair was kind of short, because I used to get haircuts a lot. My daddy always cut my hair, and we used to brush my hair. My hair was so nappy that I couldn't even comb it with a comb. I had to brush it with a brush. And then we would pat it down to make it look all smooth and round. We would pat the knots down. I want to call it, the little tiny curls. They look like little nuts, little, I don't know. But you would pat your hair down to get it to be nice and smooth and round. So now everybody was trying to get their hair braided. And Bernard hadn't had a haircut in a long time. So his hair was kind of long, but he would pat it down to make it nice and round. And he had his mother braid his hair, and he went from having a half-inch afro to having a 3-inch puff afro. I mean, he came out, and his hair was in a big afro. And everybody was shocked. We were like, wow, look at your hair, dude. And he just thought he was the shit after that. He just knew he was fine, and the girls liked him. They thought he had good hair because he had braided his hair up and combed it out, and he had a big puff 3-inch afro. And girls were really liking that. So I was trying to get my hair braided all of the time so that my hair would be big and stand out too. And in fact, when I couldn't get it braided, I would take a hot comb to my hair, and I would hot comb, I would press my hair and make it as straight as possible, and then I would comb it into a natural, a afro, and my hair would be long. It looked a lot longer than it did when it just regularly had them little tiny curls in my hair. Now I had big curls. My hair was almost straight, but I had big curls in my hair, and my afro stood out. And I was like, yeah, now I got a big afro, and girls would think I'm cute. And that was the way that I started getting girls. Yeah, so me and Bernard have started getting our hair braided, and the girls really liked us because we started having big afros, kind of like the Jackson 5, you know. They made the movement. Not only were they doing music and everybody liked their music, they set the style for big afros because they were young black males, and all of them had big afros, and I think that's what made them real popular. Plus, they started, somebody came out with Jerry curls where you could put a perm in your hair, and then you could work it through your hair, and then you would have a perm, and it would keep your hair nice and long instead of having to braid it up. It would have a perm in your hair, so the hair would be nice and long. So you could comb it out in an afro, and you'd have a big afro. It would be big curls in your hair, and that's what they called the Jerry curl. And then somebody came out with the California curl. Now, I don't know if it was just in California, but they came out with a curl they called the California curl. And everybody in California was putting California curl in their hair. And they were getting big afros everywhere I went. I saw big afros everywhere. It was amazing. It was just beautiful. All these black people had big curly afros. And even the dark-skinned guys had big afros, which made them look good to all of the girls. All of the women started saying, hey, this black guy is nice looking. He got a big afro, which all they needed was a big afro to make them look good, because girls weren't really picky about what your facial features look like. As long as you didn't have a bunch of acne on your face, then girls thought you were cute. And if you had a lot of hair, oh, they really loved you. Because then they wanted to play in your hair all the time. Can I braid your hair? Can I braid your hair? Can I plait your hair? And that's when all of the different braid styles came out. Girls started braiding short hair in just little twigs that stuck up on your hair all over the place. And then they started braiding French braids where they braided your hair to your head all the way down and all the way down and around the sides. And they called that French braid. And just like Coolio, now he had braids sticking up all over his head. And when I first saw him, I was like, wow, that dude looks really weird. But I didn't know who he was. I just thought he looked funny. And I was like, wow, he really walking around like that? Most people didn't walk around with the braids sticking straight up on their head. That was wild looking. It made you look really crazy. But that was Coolio's style. And Coolio became famous because of his hairstyle. And that's Coolio. That's how he wears his hair. But I know me and Bernard, we started going to clubs, and Bernard was getting his hair braided all the time. So his afro was just getting bigger and bigger, and he just thought he was cute. He would walk into clubs, and we'd go into parties, and I'd go straight to the bar. And he'd walk in and walk straight over to a bunch of girls and start talking to them. And then he'd come over to me and say, hey, I got 3 phone numbers. And he'd throw the phone numbers on the bar next to me. And I'd be like, wow, you got phone numbers already? And he's like, yeah, I just went over there and started talking to the girls, and they gave me their phone numbers. I said, nobody called you Blackie? He said, no, they don't call me Blackie. And I'm like, wow, why don't they call you Blackie? You're black like me. They call me Blackie all over the place. But I don't know. Maybe some people thought that was cute for them to call me Blackie. Black Gregory. I didn't like that. But when I went to high school, they called me Black Magic. So that was kind of something I got used to. And when I went to the 12th grade, I changed it from Black Magic to Blue Magic. And some people said I was so black I was blue. But that was okay. I liked being Blue Magic, because our school colors were blue and red. So I was Blue Magic. I was the magic man on our team, my baseball team, my football team. I was Blue Magic. And that's what I put on my Letterman's jacket, that I was Blue Magic. And all of my writing on my jacket made me look like an all-star. I love my high school jacket. I wish I hadn't left it at somebody's house. But anyway, you can keep my trophies. They're old. I had 65 trophies. I was the highest trophy gainer in my house until my baby brother came home with like 75 trophies. So I think he ended up getting more trophies than I did. But, you know, we had all of these different sports going on in my house. But all of my brothers had nappy hair. So we just did the best we could. My mama was like, I can't keep braiding your hair because you guys don't have hair like girls. You guys got boys' hair, and I don't have any girls. So I can't keep braiding your hair. And we understood, so we pressed our hair to make it long, and we put perms in our hair to make it straighter
and made it stand up. So, anyway, it sounds like it's time for another commercial break. So, Donald, play a song and then drop the spot.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
And I was a photographer. I had a portable studio that I used to carry with me, and I'd go to different nightclubs, and I would take pictures of people. And, well, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and at 2 o'clock, I packed up all my equipment, and I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus, but my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, well, why don't you come with us? We got a house, and you can keep us company. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So we get to the house. The light-skinned girl was sitting next to me. So she gets up, and she goes and pours me a glass of cognac. And then she sits down on the seat, and she pulls out this cigar box, and she rolls me a joint. And I'm smoking the joint, and I'm passing it to her, and she's like, I don't smoke. And I go to pass it to the guy on the sofa on the other side, and he says, I don't smoke either. So then I pass it to the other girl that walked in with us, and she says, she doesn't smoke. And I go, okay, so I guess I'm the only one smoking.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house.
And I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. So, you know, I ain't going to really do nothing. And the girl said, well, we're not real women anyway. And I said, you're not women? I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And we just dress like women because we go and we turn tricks on the street. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. So I'm sitting in the room with these people, right?
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking my Calabria, and I'm smoking my weed. And when I look up on my watch, it's 5:30. And I finished smoking my weed, and I drank the other glass of Calabria. And I go to the door, I pack my stuff, and I walk out the door. And the little light skinned one walks me downstairs. And I say, well, I'll see you later. And she says, well, you can come back and visit anytime since you know where we are. And I said, okay, I'll remember that.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all. See y'all out.
How come you didn't leave?
Because I was waiting for my bus to come.
So you didn't mind the environment?
No, it was something that I didn't anticipate, but they like, it's a new thing. I've seen it before.
You've seen men have sex before?
Yeah. I've been around the block, man.
This is Getting Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So, the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Cool.
was in Los Angeles. You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Laugh. No, you don't get me money. bang, track, middle bang. Big bang, track, middle bang.
I'm G Money, the Pimp Chump. And if you didn't know, now you know.
The Money Man, I'm the Money Man. I'm the Money Man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang, track, middle bang. Big bang, track, middle bang. Big bang, track, middle bang. Big bang, track, middle bang.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
Thank you.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coins. For your net worthing pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. All right, well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, because we have a contest that we want the fan club members to participate in. I have a $50 cash prize for the winners of the competition. So I want people to call into the radio station and be caller number 12. And what they'll be doing is identifying the movie that DJ Papa D is playing the clip from. So he's going to play the clip from a movie, and you call into the radio station if you have the name of the movie. And if you're caller number 12, you can win $50 for the cash prize. So you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station and claim your $50 prize. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie.
Rule number one for surviving Zombieland, cardio. When the virus struck, for obvious reasons, the first ones to go were the fatties.
All right, you got 5 minutes to call in and claim your $50 prize if you're caller number 12 and you know the name of this movie. And if you know the name, call in and be caller number 12 and you can win $50. Okay, you have 5 minutes to call in to the radio station and claim the money. All right, DJ Papa D, play another one of my songs for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. '65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girl to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rode on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. They started screaming and hollering all night long to let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee! And the Asian women kind of smiled at me and they looked and they bowed at me and I bowed back. They bothered me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know. So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stort. Unfortunately, we didn't have a fan club member call in to identify the movie. All right. Well, we didn't give a winner, so I can put this $50 away until tomorrow, when we do the show, 3 o'clock. So be listening, fan club members, because tomorrow there is no contest. It's just a call-in for the winner. That's all you got to do is be the call-in for the number that I'm expecting to answer the call. So that's all you have to do to win the $50 prize tomorrow. Well, all right, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, I hope you enjoyed today's radio show because it's been a real blast. We had a good time doing the show for your listening pleasure. So I hope you join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock for our radio show on Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody around the world can follow what I'm talking about. After all, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm in the house. Be careful. Wash your hands. Have your social distancing. And make sure you wear your mask, because I understand that the virus has peaked in Las Vegas. And it has peaked all around the United States, especially in L.A. and in Las Vegas. We got to get control of the virus. So everybody needs to go back to wearing their masks and washing their hands and making sure they're maintaining social distance from everybody that they're coming in contact with on the strip and walking around in the busy city of Los Angeles, California. So make sure you're doing what you need to do so that you can control the virus and maintain the distance so that the virus doesn't attack you. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Those ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to play a song, and we'll be back tomorrow for more of the show and more $50 cash giveaways. So better to stay tuned for tomorrow's show. I'm G-Money, and I'm wishing you well. God loves you, and I love you too. DJ Papa D, play our prayer, because we need the prayer to stop the rise of the virus around the world. So let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.